Blog Talk Radio.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I'm so ready to get back home and out this bad dream. They won't believe it when I tell them all the things I've seen. And when we finally meet the Wiz, he better not be mean or I do him like that witch and her sister Evelyn. Oh, you wanna try me? Wanna see if I'm lying? Guaranteed there'll be more than some monkeys flying. And to be quite honest, I'm tired of y'all dudes with all your issues that have me so confused. And at first I was like, hold up, wait. Are y'all a sign that indicates the next guy that wants to date? I really hope the Wiz can solve all our problems. But do you think he can turn my shoes into red bottoms? I'm just saying. I think that'll be kind of dope if he, you know. Never mind.
Hey, I need some brain. Wait, I need a brain. You'll find I'll be saying some shit if you get what I'm saying. She think I'm dumb and I'm playing, but I'll be serious. But what's that, a poodle under your skirt? I'm curious. Yeah, I used to scare crows. Now I attract crows. All these birds love me from my pimp hat to my Mac clothes. I'm caught up on the crossroads. Soon as I get down, I'm smacking the crow. I'm short-tempered, hard to reason since he stole my mind. When I see the wisdom kicking ass, pretending the lion. Dorothy and Toto up and down the yellow bricks. If I only had a brain, I could mine. That's irrelevant.
Emeralds? The whole city? Oh yeah, let's get it.
Yo, where the wizard at? Fuck the titty chat, it's a fact, he ain't got no heart, it's a clack. Backers up, I'm a born villain, not opposed to skullduggery. My chrome eliminate fuckery. That's the problem. Wherever I go, they think I wanna rob them.
They're kinda right though.
Whatever, man, it's that clever man. I got the shit to get the heart to stop this shit. Tired of ducking cops and shit. Get the shovels out on the yellow brick road. Pack the chrome and vape the wizard in his zip code. And if that damn wizard don't see it all the way, then we committing that strong arm robbery.
Lions and tigers and bears?
Oh my.
Somebody screaming, lions and tigers and bears coming. I see a Tim and a scarecrow and a girl and my cousin. I should get some toes down and pretend that I'm thugging. That's what I wanted was, but exactly it wasn't. I supposed to be king of the forest, it's my prison. I'm a living oxymoron, the new war I'm living. I was born a lion, inside I feel like a kitten. My exterior ferocious, my inside isn't. My roar's me crying, defense mechanism. Would count sheep to go to sleep, but I'm scared of them. If I only had the nerve, I'd pursue. I'm seeking the wizard, that's my final decision.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace and my Kyle family. Welcome to another episode of Blue Knowledge Radio. Place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive, and we are here on Black Liberation Friday, and we got Her Majesty all the way from Queens. By the way, I'm already in the building. Queen Shalia is in the building. The phone number to call is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1. Get your questions. For your comments, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some to present to others. A woman with so many titles, I can't name them all, so I could just say Her Majesty is in the building. You understand what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, to the platform, back for the second time, Queen Shalia in the building.
What's good? How are you? What's going on?
I got 100 clip. And I'm from New York. What's going on with you? What's going on, Queen? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. It was a good day. A little rainy out, but it's good. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm cool. I was out there working on my tan in the rain. You know, they say the higher the credit score. I don't know what they say, something like that. You know what I'm saying? It worked out. I'm glad that we could finally get this schedule together. You know,
I know
back and
it's
forth
been a lot of things
for
happened,
a minute.
I'm glad we got this schedule. I'm glad we got this.
Yeah. So I'm here with the royalty. You know what I'm saying? The next queen of R&B. You know
I
what
appreciate
saying?
That. That's a high title, man, but I appreciate that.
hey, they don't make me look like this no more. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm definitely honored to have you on to give us a little sample of this magic that you're working on.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So for them couple of people on the planet who don't know you, that might just be tuning in for the first time, introduce yourself to the family and we can go from there.
All right. Well, I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm also a model. I'm 28, born and raised out in Queens, New York. I live in Albany, upstate New York. Yeah. If you want Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's at SALIYAH_ITOKA. And tune in, listen to my music, and vibe out. That's what we're here for.
So you said a model?
Yes, I'm also a model also.
A superhero? You said a super mama, and you said you're the queen of R&B, all at the same time. That's what's up.
That's
not
how
I know how you do
all
that.
As long as I get recognized in this game, that's all I care about. That's a high title. But, I mean, shit, if I'm given that title, I will wear it proudly and carry that shit proudly. So, hey.
That's what I'm talking about. So how did you get started with everything? Because that's like three different worlds right there. You understand what I'm saying? How did you get started modeling? You know, how did you get started writing? How did you get started, you know, singing? What were some of your inspirations? All of that stuff was going on.
I've been singing since I was three, so that's always been in my life. Music has always been in my life. Writing came when I was in, like, middle school, and it just evolved from there. I actually started poems, and it went into songs. Modeling and doing music professionally, I've just gotten into it 5 years. So it'll be 5 years in January. So that's how I basically was like, you know what, let me just start. It's come that time where, you know, I should be doing this, and I sang in school, never sang in church, but did a couple church shows every now and then. But been modeling, I got into it due to my best friend who's also a model. And, you know, she helped me get started, and I've done fashion shows out in Jersey, in the city, Philadelphia, Atlantic City Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week as well. Shout out to many great photographers that are local in Albany, out in Maryland also. And yeah, and I just had a baby 8 months ago, so I'm getting back in the groove of everything. So yeah.
Super mama up in here. Ain't nothing stopping the grind. You know? Ain't nothing stopping the grind. If you remember Rodiga got signed when she was 8 months. 8 months or 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, so it was
you know
a
transition,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a testament to the grind, you know. Black girls rock, hashtag.
Definitely.
So, like, you called into, what was the sister's name? He was on here. She was doing the modeling, and you was one of the models that was going to be in that upcoming show that she had in Albany, right? She's a model, and she got her own models that she's working with. I believe that's when you called in. Is that correct?
Yes, that was when I had called in, yes.
Yeah. And you took the show by storm. I was like, yo, we got to get you on here. You understand what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, shout out to my girl. She be doing everything. I'm like, everything, girl. What's up? What's good? Come on. come share some
of
that everything with
us. Yeah,
you know
she was bigging me up. Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what's up right there. Because we celebrate each other around here. You know what I mean? Family's supposed to celebrate you. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to reach out, show love and support. So I was like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, I'm with it. And then he's like, I'll put you on pause for like 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dang, all right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's just stuff. I'm very proud, again, that you was able to make it back over there and come through and show
us some love. I was like, I don't want to leave you hanging on this because I know you've been asking me and following up with me. So with that, I appreciate it, definitely.
So when did you make this transition into this artist? Like, at what point on your journey through your writing and everything that you were doing that you decided to pursue this, you know, as a career?
Well, it's always been something that I wanted to do professionally, given that both of them are my passions. So I guess it was just seeing how everyone kept asking me, when are you going to put a project out, or when are you going to put some of your music out, or when are you going to start doing shows and stuff? And that's where I was like, you know what, maybe I should take this seriously and kind of go with it and see where it goes. So 5 years ago, that's where that transition went in.
Okay, so you released your first project, and how did that go? What was that process like for you?
The process was very organic. Let's just say, like, all the songs were kind of half written, or there were pieces of it written. And then once I got on the concept of the actual project itself, I just ran with it. So everything kind of fell into place perfectly.
So this is like your first child, you know. I know you got more to say than, you know, it's your first, it's like your baby, you know what I'm saying? Come on, give me some details, give me some studio story or something. Give me something about the project.
I have my own way of going to the studio. It's like, it all depends on once I finish a song, or if I'm halfway done with it, I'll go in there and lay it down. But it was a personal project, so I really took from personal experiences that shaped that project. But it was just like, I'm a writer in general, so once I write stuff down, whether it be how I feel or if I have an idea about something, I'll just take what I wrote from that, or I'll just reword it and make it into a song. So most of the songs on the project were in that aspect done like that. It was a very therapeutic experience also, too. So.
Okay, go ahead. You was about to say something real critical just now.
Oh, no, I said it was a very therapeutic experience when I wrote that project.
Okay. So that project versus this one that you got coming out next month, 2020, new year, new you conversations, what kind of depth or stretch or lessons learned, or what some of the things you did on your first project that you learned from and then adapted into this project?
Definitely, I didn't want to rush the second one, only because the first one, I guess when I had put the first single out in the video, I wanted to just put the project out right then and there. Like, I wanted to make sure that everyone got it. But with this one, all the conversations, I really took my time with it. A lot, just really wanted to make sure that what I said was thoroughly, you know, it could be thoroughly understood. And it was just, a lot of it was written after I had my son. So a lot of it is just like changing perspectives. It basically is, it categorizes, I think, a journey in a sense, in a weird way. But I learned more patience with this project. I learned how to take my time and really process what I was going through. That way I could convey it more in the music.
Okay. So Project 7 to Conversations, the conversations. I'm ready. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited like I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been waiting for a movie to come out or something, or your show.
Excited.
I'm excited with you. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I appreciate that for real.
Yeah. So I'm definitely excited to see the versatility and the range, because you got so many skills, you know, all together. So it's just always clever for me. I always want to know, like, the story behind the stories, you know, for most of the stuff that I see and I hear. I'm like the extra dude, like looking at the behind the scenes for the movie. I want to see what the director, what the writer is, what was going on.
Gotcha,
When I see that, that's like, bam, that's what got me here. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody has a story. They might just might be like, oh, yeah, yo. I heard this joint, man, you know what I'm saying? Conversation. That joint was fire. But you don't never hear nothing from the artist. You know, you don't know the you know, their process, what they was feeling. You know, so if you get a chance to get that, you know, up close and personal, I think that's a beautiful thing because you don't know the story. You're like, man, like, yo, almost lost everything. They're like, word, you still made this. Yeah, like, it was either that or go get a ski mask. You know what I'm saying? Like, people really, you know, those aspects don't ever really get told in a way because they kind of downplay it. So if it ain't like Vlad doing some, you know, interrogation, calling it an interview, you don't really hear any of that in the mainstream anymore. And we
bought
magazines, you know, we tuned in, you know, to the TV as much as we could to try to get something other than the music because the music had you one way. And then you're like, okay, it's personable with the artist. Now you get to hear the artist thoughts. You're like, oh, snap. So, you know, visuals like the Breakfast Club and different places like that, when they have people come through, you get to hear them, you know, versus what they do. You know what I mean? So opportunities like this for me is really, you know, a blessing for me to be able to have a platform where I allow the people to come on and tell their story, you know. This, we know what they do. We celebrating what they do, like, bam, but, like, there's stories there, you know. So that's why I was asking them studio stories or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Because all of these things become a part of your story and your journey. So, you know, I'll be a little bugged out, but I just be wanting people to have fun so they ain't tied up in knots over here. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, I feel you.
But, so let's play some of these songs then. You see what I'm saying? Maybe you'll be like, yeah, you know, this joint right here, you know, I made it on a Thursday and I was eating a cheese sandwich, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I was doing somebody taxes, you know. So which one you want to start with?
As far as song-wise or I don't.
Yeah. On you know, you sent me three joints. So which one you want to go with first?
Let's go with In My Bed. That was my first single that I released on Valentine's Day last year. So that kind of set the tone for everything with the project. Yeah.
Valentine's Day. Whoa, we're going to have to get into that. We're going to have to see what's going on with that right there.
Okay. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. So I hope y'all like it.
I just want your mind, boy.
All right. First single.
First
video.
Yep.
First everything. Let's talk about it. Tell me something about it.
On the project, it's the third. What is it? The third song. Yes, third song on the project. It how I did the project was it went in like all stages of a relationship. Forgive me. That's the second song on the project. So it's like part of like the lovey-dovey stage of you like of whether you with a guy or a girl. You know, that intimacy, intimate vibes. Yeah, and I don't know what made me want to pick it for Valentine's Day. I guess I wanted to start it off with a bang, really being my first song ever being recorded and presented to the world. So, yeah, I want to just hit that off with a bang, and then, yeah. And I got very good reviews, very good
definitely got some bang out the joint, man.
Yeah. So, and the video had to match it. So it was a vibe. The video too. So if you look up my name on YouTube, that's like the first video you will see. So.
Yeah, that's what's up right there. That's a beautiful vibe. You don't hear.
Thank you.
Songs that express love or intimacy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
On either vibe, whether it's on the R&B or the hip hop, you know, it's a lot of X-rated stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing left to the imagination. Everything is just straight raw, you know. And you know that has its place, but you know, thoughtfulness and you know being clever, you know. It has a lineage and a lane from yesterday with a feel and a sound of today, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad you brought those two worlds together. That's how I know you're going to be the queen of R&B. You know, it takes that time. A lot, you know. You look at Mary, you know, and you hear Aretha, you hear Patty. You know what I mean? Like you hear the old and the respect to what came before it. I didn't even ask you your musical influences. See what happened when the song come on and just put me all over the place. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who were your music influences? Who was some of the people that you admired and you drew from? You know,
I'm a 90s baby, so I grew up everyone. If you didn't listen to 90s music, if you were living in the 90s, you were living under a rock. But just the 90s R&B, just I always loved. So, Brandy, Monica, Aaliyah, most definitely. That's one of my favorites. Escape, when Destiny's Child, you know, came out with their album in the 90s. Toni Braxton was one of my like probably top three main vocalists I looked up to.
Dang, so that's a serious thing. Yeah, 90s was crazy. I think that's where all of the children came from, you know.
Right.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was definitely, that was a vibe that, you know, I don't know who you appreciated what happened, but that was something serious. You know, it was R&B everywhere. It was a lot of hip-hop, but it was a lot of R&B everywhere.
For sure, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then back to Brandy and Monica. Escape.
There's some jewels in that era. There's some jewels with, like, every single artist.
Right.
Like, every single female R&B artist that had their jewels of the songs that, like, shoot that whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
Monifa, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, all of that.
Mary back in the 90s, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. And Aaliyah just stole the game. She just took it over. You know.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the whole era by itself.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was great. So what was that feeling like for you after everything was done? You're just, you know, talking about this, you know, song is recorded, project style, video. Like, where were you at in yourself with that? You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I did that. Or, you know, what was some of them emotions?
I mean, yeah, that was basically it. It was like, I did that. Like, so let's see, like, let's see how, I wasn't really looking for what the reaction was, but to just know that I did it and I put it out made me happy, because everyone was like, so when are you going to put something out? Because at that time, not a lot of females that I knew, but there were a lot of females coming out with their music. And then it was like, well, let's see how it goes with me doing this. So it was good to see. It felt good inside, like, okay, I put this out. Now let's just, my initial reaction was, we got to work on the next project. Like, we got to top this one. But then it was like, you know, just slow down, like, see how the reactions were. And a lot of people liked it, which I was surprised at. So that made me feel good, definitely.
So almost 2 years later, you know.
I wish it wasn't almost 2 years later, but things happen. And then again, you can't rush things, so.
Right.
I guess it's worth the wait that people are waiting almost 2 years for another project. So, well, a year and a half, I should say.
All right. So who are, you know, some of the people you collaborating with, working with for this project?
I got some collabs in the works right now. Basically, I'm trying to take my time and just see how things fill out first. But I got a couple collabs coming up that are probably going to be released before the project comes out. The new project comes out. Still gonna be doing shows and, you know, promoting myself and, you know, promoting the one single I have out right now, the new one. And, you know, shoot the videos and keep things going. So I got some collabs as far as shoots and songs are concerned. So a lot of good things for 2020.
2020 about to be busy. Y'all hear that?
Of course.
R&B,
can never
slow down. Supermom, or everything. You understand what I'm saying?
Everything.
Books coming out, documentary, web series. You know
you
what I'm
never
saying?
Know.
All of that.
Hey, you never
know. Yeah. So for the family that's listening, if you have any questions, comments, I'm going to give me shout outs, whatever. Phone number to call it 929-477-1755. Again, that's 929-477-1755. Press the number 1 if you have something to say. Now we're going to continue on with these jams over here. So where you want to go next?
Well, the second song I got is She Can't, which is, you know, close to the end of the project, but a real, real, real nice 90s up-tempo vibe to it. So I hope y'all like it.
All right. She Can't. It's going down right now.
You don't even know how I feel for you. Trying to find a words to explain it to you. Caught up in all these excuses. What makes you so damn choosy? Can I just see you tonight? Tell me what's the reason that you're staying right. Where was you when she was creeping? I was there when you was needing. I know that she's not for you. You're confused. Playing these mind games, but you're about to lose. Get you out of my mind every time. Can't wait to get you alone and just whine on you. Time is wasted, got me walking around with complications. She got you spinning, got you walking around like you lost your patience. Tell me what the deal is, run a game like you know who your team is. Boy, you must have bumped your head, you should have known who the real one is.
rock and wine. Sit down on it, cock up on it. Can we bust one down, one time, one time? Move for me with the pasta. Got my body feeling so hot.
That was a whole vibe. That song is such a vibe.
Yeah.
That yes. song is a vibe. Facts.
Yes. That was I Can Love You Better. That was all of that. You understand what I'm saying? All mixed up. Like, tell that little girl go sit down somewhere. Perfect, man. Like, yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, that felt soulful. You know, that felt soulfully, respectfully disrespectful. You know, all of the elements is soulful. It's respectfully telling you, like, hey, go have a seat. You understand? Bring ready. Yeah.
Yep, it's a whole vibe. So, yeah.
That's what's up. So what was this process like, you know, getting close to the finish line, wrapping up the project, and like, boom. Did you arrange the songs in a certain kind of order? Did you want, like,
yeah.
to paint a picture with that project? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I arranged it 7 tracks is what I wanted on a project because that was the name of the project. And I arranged them basically the 7 stages of a relationship. I Googled it to make sure that it was a thing, and it wasn't. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make it a thing. So getting down to like as we were recording them, I already had them in order by how the day were going to flow. And it's basically like in the beginning, everything is all good. Love you, dovey, you with your girl, you with your man. Everything's all cool. Then either you do something or he do something or she do something and you guys have to have problems, you know, things like that. Then it's like you find out that this person is playing you, you know, you then you're like, you know, I'm a fool for like loving you still or whatever. I still want you back. Then you see that person with their new significant other and it's like you still want me though. You're not happy with that person. Then when you want me back, it's like I'm kind of over you, so, like, I don't want you no more type of thing. That was just the relationship that I went through, but everybody's experience is very different, so I vote from my perspective.
Dang. You gave a whole story right there. Are you making a video for
that? It was a thought.
That's a story right there. That's the story that needs to be shown visually. You know, even if you did that at the beginning, and then, like, if you said what you just said just now, and, like, the video,
mm-hmm.
it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's still, like, it's a movie. It's a story.
I thought about it making it, like, a little, like, mini 7-minute movie, like, of really that. I thought about it. But it may just be like a little Yeah, I might just do that. Yeah. That was already, like, on paper, like, already written down. But I was just like, I don't know. But, nah. That's going to be, that's going to be a whole vibe. Definitely. It'll just reintroduce it since it was dropped almost a year ago. So, yeah.
Dang, look at me in your notes.
Right?
Let me get out of your notes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, nah, that would be... That'd be dope. Definitely.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. You know, your lyrics and your ability to tell a story. You know, they paint pictures. You know, so again, that's like a '90s feel because we didn't see all of the videos. So like, we heard all of the songs though, and our minds took us to places. And then later on, we might have seen the video, and it's like, oh, that's not what I imagined. You understand what I'm saying? It's like,
But then again, I also write for whatever video that you see in your mind, if that's what your perception of the song is. So.
Yeah. So, you
so it doesn't have to be exactly
Erykah Badu disclaimer.
Sorry?
Keep in mind that you're an artist and you sense stuff about your, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what's up. That is what's up. And before we get to the last track, tell us what you can about Conversations.
Conversations is kind of like the last project, but just a little bit more like, I guess, nothing bad happens at the end of the project. So this is basically like grouping like groups of songs pertaining to like a specific level of conversation. So, like, for example, the first part is basically, like, you know, what I went through in the past year and a half. Then the second half is just, like, dealing with, you know, the aftermath of my, you know, last relationship and, you know, trying to think more positively. Third part is basically, you know, like, it's the sexy songs. And then the last part is just, like, an overview of everything. And I'm finding this is like the first time I'm ever doing this. I'm actually putting like spoken word pieces in between them. So it kind of leads you on another journey like the last project. But it's more like me having a conversation with you or introducing the specific types of conversations.
All right. That sounds like an interesting concept. Very interesting.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I got to hear, like, some behind the scenes, so I don't have to, you know, ponder in my mind, like, okay, was it this or was it that? Even though I'm going to still do it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have to be perplexed about it. You know, was it this, was it that, this?
But then again, that's why I also like writing. It's whatever your interpretation is. How I sing it is from my perspective, but if it speaks to you in a certain way, go with it.
Right. Well, so we got this last joint on here. You know, two of the most favorite things to do in the universe, I guess, nowadays, smoke and chill, you know what I'm saying?
Basically, yeah. So this song is my first single off the new project, The Conversations. I don't know why I decided to do another sexy song, but I don't know. I don't know why I gravitated more towards those songs, but after I got done listening to what I had, I was just like, it's a vibe. Like, it really is a vibe. It doesn't even have to be just the regular, generic perception of what Smoke and Show is. But when I wrote it, it was literally a vibe. I keep saying that over and over again, but that's what that, like, when I was writing a song, what came to my head, how I felt, it was just going off of a vibe. So that song came about, and I hope you guys like it.
All right, we're about to get into it right now. You know, again, if you have any questions or comments, Queen Talia in the building, 994-777-1755. Again, 994-777-1755, plus one or two questions or comments. We're going to get into this song for real. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
This was supposed to have been in that new movie that came out, Elliot Check. Elliot Check, this movie was supposed to have been on that soundtrack, that Queen of Slim soundtrack. You seen that movie?
Oh, stop it.
For real?
Stop it.
For real?
Nah, for real, I appreciate that, for real.
I'm not gassing. I'm being for real.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Like, nah, stop it. I don't want to be gassed right now. Don't do that.
We gassing over here. Okay, we gassing. We celebrating. We pumped up. For the feel of the movie, though, this would have fit into the movie.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You seen the movie, though. You know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that.
It's a couple of things that would have been fitting, you know, either they was driving in that car before they got pulled over by the cop, or they were sitting in that diner. You know what I mean? It's a vibe that's there. Or they was in the house, you know what I mean? He asked him, like, yo, so what do you want? You know what I mean? He asked her, like, yo, what do you want? She asked him, you know, what do you want? Like, it was a bunch of little scenes where they could have been playing in the back. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I ain't just saying that because you're the homie. You understand? I'm saying that because
we're like,
of
I'm
the artistic,
like, yo,
capability.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We gotta call that director lady. Like, yo, add this to the soundtrack, man. Add that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. I appreciate that. Thank you.
If you seen that movie, what you thought about it? Real quick. Just me on mine.
I knew it was going to be good from the previews or whatever, but just watching the actual, like, trailer for it, I was like, nah, this is something that's going to grab people. Like, it looked like a generic, you know, black film when I first, like, saw the actual name of it. But I was like, wait, nah, let me click on this and see what this trailer is. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, oh, yeah, this is different. This is needed. Because you don't see a lot of films like that.
Right. I know it's a lot of mixed emotions out there. You know, everybody got their own, you know, thing. But I can still appreciate it, you know.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
And what the director was, you know, attempting to convey. I think it was cool.
Yeah.
And this song fit in there. At the end of the movie, I was about to leave out. The credits is rolling up. And I hear Lauren Hill. I sat right the fuck right there. I'm like, oh, shit. Am I tripping? Like, do I hear Lauren in my head or it's just coming from?
Nah,
I was like, Lauren. I sat down. I was like, I don't care what's next. I'm just sit here till the screen get black. And it was like three or four songs that they play, and I was like, man, I was like, Lauryn Hill, you know what I mean? So now I can just trade Lauryn Hill and say, Queen Celia, you know what I'm saying? Like, bow.
Oh my God.
Bow.
No, that's Queen
She's
right
like,
there. That's
her.
Queen right there. She got that.
You know,
she got
I don't know Lauryn. I know you, though. You know what I'm saying? So.
True, but that's Lauren. That's Lauren. So, there's enough said. That's Lauren.
Yeah, she from my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know,
oh, okay.
I know that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, what's your final thoughts? What's, you know, what's your takeaway for this project? What do you want people to take away from this project, this new one? Where can they get it when it comes out? How can they book you for shows and where the tour at? You understand what I'm saying? All that.
What I'm taking away from this project, well, I want y'all to take away from it. It's basically like, this is another side of me. This is, I respect my pen. I love my pen. Like, whatever I feel, this is the vibe I want to give you guys. I just want y'all to vibe to it. Like, whether you relate to it or not, if you like good music and you just want to sit back and vibe out, this is what that project is. Once again, it was therapeutic for me, even more therapeutic than the last project. And I just hope to keep, you know, sharing that story with y'all. Celiaitoka@gmail.com is where you can book me, email me, contact me, features for writing, features, shoots, promoting to that model in there. Once it comes out, you'll be able to hear it on Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, title. We're looking at March for the project, but if you follow my social media links, I'll be giving you guys direct date, the direct date when it comes out, when you can pre-order it. Yeah, so check me out. hope y'all enjoy it.
Yeah. So y'all got a booker. She do weddings. She do funerals. She do bar mitzvahs.
I do all of that.
You understand what I'm saying? All of that.
Yes, I'm trying to be booked and busy all 2020 and then some.
Right.
So let's get it.
She sing and model at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? So I need her to walk down the runway, sing it. Bam, she got that on deck. She looked at
it. Right. Contact me for prices and rates. We good. Let's work.
Let's work. I definitely appreciate you coming through and spending some time with us. We definitely want to
absolutely.
Have you on
Thank
again.
You for having me. Hopefully we can get back on again when the project drops so we can talk more about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over here. Do some giveaways.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Do some giveaways.
Absolutely.
Get
it.
Some projects
absolutely.
And give them away.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Be ready. Be ready for that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, and this is yours to keep. You can keep it, chop it up, do whatever you need to do. Put it up on your social media, put it up on, you know, wherever, Instagram, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
SoundCloud, Spotify, I don't know, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
All that stuff. We good.
All right.
And
enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you so much again.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.